My pal Tom Rhodes has lived in Amsterdam for years, and he'd like to share his international pot usage with all of you.
I love smoking weed, of course. You have to alleviate some shit every now and then. But I've been living in Amsterdam for the last few years, everybody. I just moved back to the States. Amsterdam is difficult, man, because, I mean, I want to have a family one day, you know? You can't be someone's father and be all smoked up on the weed all the time. Daddy, there's a ghost under my bed. Well, don't fucking bring him in here, you motherfucker. Close the door, shit. I'll beat your little ass if you bring a ghost to my room. Why isn't marijuana legal in America? No one ever beat their family over some weed, unless it was missing. If you think marijuana should be illegal or if it's immoral, may I please quote from Genesis 1 and 9, all seed-bearing plants I give to you. But I've been smoking weed for a long time. I do want to tell you a few cautionary tales. This is a true thing that happened to me about 10 years ago. I was in Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm not proud of it. Playing some mini mall comedy club. Hey, things have changed. But these two girls come over to me and they're talking to me after the show, man. And it turns out they were nurses. They were really good friends. And they worked at this hospital together. And they're talking to me and they, whatever, you know. Turns out that they had always been really good friends and they always wanted to fuck a guy together. And they chose this guy that they worked with at the hospital. And they fucked him. And he told everybody. And they were mortified with embarrassment. Everyone in the town knew and everyone in this hospital knew. Then it dawns on me why they're telling me the story. I'm from out of town. So it's on, baby. We go back to my hotel room, man. And I had never been with two women before. I didn't know what threesome etiquette was. We get back to my room and I pull out a joint and I go, hey, you guys want to smoke some pot? I swear to God, they looked at each other and went, oh my God, there's drugs? We gotta go. And they fucking left, man. And that was the loneliest joint I've ever smoked in my life. Why didn't I wait until afterwards to offer it to him? I almost got busted in London a few years ago for smoking weed. I'm smoking a joint with a friend of mine. It's down to roach level, burning her fingertips. Put out, we are high. Right at that moment, man, these two cops come running up. The funny cops with the silly hats, the bobbies. And the guy goes, we saw you passing something about back there. May we search you for drugs? And I was just touched at how polite the guy was. Because in America, they beat your ass first. Then they ask the questions. And we didn't have anything because we just smoked it. And once they pat us down and saw we didn't have anything, I've never seen this before. The guy writes down his name and the address of his precinct on a piece of paper and he gives it to me. I'm like, what's this for? I swear to God, that guy goes, it's in case you like to press charges against us for harassment. So I did. What the fuck? Hey. How often are you going to have that opportunity? He ruined my high. I want his badge. You guys have been a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Tom Rhodes, closing it out. Let's have a round of applause for all the comedians you've seen this evening. But most of all, let's have a round of applause for pot. Yeah! See you in the parking lot!